Hello and welcome to another episode of the Jam Sports Hour. I'm here with Javier.
Hello.
And, well, basketball is literally starting in five days?
So yeah, I believe it's five.
Yeah. So, and we're at week seven of the NFL season, so that's heating up. So I thought today that we would go through our NFL picks for this weekend and then get into our preview of the Eastern Conference. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. Well, then let's start with the Thursday night game, which is Seattle at San Francisco. I said that right.
Okay.
Now,
this is an interesting one.
Yes, because Seattle is struggling.
Yeah. And Colin Kaepernick, breaking news, is it the worst quarterback of all time? Unbeknownst to media.
Yeah, Cap.
He's just not great. He needs help. That's what it means to me.
This is the first time that San Francisco has been home dogs in back to back weeks since 2008. Okay.
My bad.
But pretty much this game really depends on whether or not Seattle can get pressure on Kaepernick, because he's not good under pressure.
No, he's not. Not at all, definitely. But I mean, they're in San Francisco, so that's definitely helpful. But
yeah.
I don't...
This game is
This game sucks, man. Like, I don't care about either of these teams. Like, Seattle should win. They should. But they haven't looked very good this year, and they should be like 1-5 right now. No, they should be like. What they? They're have they only beat the Lions?
They're 2-4 right now.
So who do they beat? Detroit and
Chicago.
Detroit and Chicago. So they should be like 1-5 right now, because they should have lost against Detroit.
Yeah, that game. What a game.
That's, dude. People got to low key. The Seahawks are slipping away, like very close.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who to take this game.
I'll take Seattle, but I don't feel good about it, and I would not put money on it just because both of these teams pissed me off lately. Is Lynch playing?
You should.
All right, if Lynch is playing, I'll definitely take Seattle. If not, then just don't. This game sucks. Although, here's the thing about Thursday night games. They always have this, like...
Anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. The best matchup on paper turns out to be awful. And then this, like, random game. Like, last year was, like, Oakland. There was a Raider game that was, like, the best Thursday night game last year. I forgot which one it was.
You're right.
But it's never... Thursday night games are really weird.
And for that reason...
Don't start anyone in fantasy if you haven't.
For that reason, I'm taking San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going with the opposite, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Next game is our London game, which isn't on TV. Is that how this is working?
Is this the internet?
You have to stream it through Yahoo?
Thing that they're trying out?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I'm probably not even going to watch this game anyways.
Although, I think people are giving it too much crap. It's not the worst game ever. Bortles has been good this year.
No, yeah, dude, I will blindly... defend Bortles. If anyone has read my weekly previews, you'll know that I blindly defend Bortles, and I will till my grave. Even when he's out of the league in 3 years.
I think he's good. I like Allen Robinson.
And then
I can't even think of who else on this team.
Hearns.
I like Hearns. Julius Thomas is kind of a red zone threat, I guess.
Yeah.
Their offense is fine.
TJ Yeldon,
he's okay. They're okay. You know what I mean? I don't want to hate on the Jaguars too much. And their defense isn't atrocious anymore, but it's not great, but it's not atrocious. It's not like this thing that you could just walk over, I don't think.
Yeah. So they're, I guess, technically the home team, and they're playing the Buffalo Bills. And I saw this morning that it looks like Taylor and Watkins will not play.
Sammy Watkins is like, I love how he complains about not getting the ball, and then literally when he gets the ball, he gets hurt. Like, that's such a, I don't know, Buffalo Bills thing to happen? I don't even know what like type of scenario this is.
Like, he was on a touchdown pass too.
Yeah.
Rolled his ankle.
I mean, I still believe in Watkins. I think he's good. Like, there was a reason he was selected so highly and there was so much hype for him. But he just hasn't been, I don't know, but I feel like I have to take Jacksonville here. Do they have anybody alive on that team right now, the Bills, offensively?
LeSean.
They do have Shady, who I pronounced dead a few weeks ago. I still think he's dead, but, I mean, he did well last week, so. But it's Jacksonville. I don't know. I'm going to take the Jaguars here. I feel like their run defense isn't too bad, and EJ Manuel is not very good at football. No offense if you're somehow listening to this. And then, you know, they don't have Watkins. I don't know who else is on this team. I'm going to take Jacksonville. And I think a lot of people who just casually watching football are going to be like, oh my God, the Jaguars? How did they win? But they're actually not that bad anymore. So they're not good, but not, you know, they're not Charlotte from a few years back.
Yeah.
Bobcats to transition to NBA, but we'll get to that later.
And then, so, I want to take Jacksonville. So I am. If I could.
Yeah, take it. Why not?
I'm taking Jacksonville.
Let's agree. All right,
next game. Atlanta Falcons at the Tennessee Titans. Are the Titans the worst team in football again?
No, they can't be.
Well, who's worse than them? Bucks?
Houston? Houston or the Bucks? Although, no, the Texans can't be that bad. I refuse to believe that because they have my boy on them, on the team.
I think J.J. Watt is single-handedly better than the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, dude, wait, we have to talk about something. Where's Jadeveon Clowney? Is he alive? Like,
is he playing?
On this team? Is he playing? Because, this is the most low-key number one overall pick I've ever seen in my life. Like,
he missed
play
most
last
of last year.
Yeah, he didn't play. And this year, he missed, the first two. Games or something like that. And I think
he's not.
I don't know. He has all the talent.
Dude,
in the world.
This is the 2015 season, right?
Yeah.
All right. He's played 5 games.
How's
zero.
Doing?
Zero sacks. One forced fumble. And 12 tackles. So I don't know.
He's fine. I just think that, you know,
I think he needs more games played.
He does. And my biggest problem with the Texans, I always talk about this, the year that they drafted Clowney, so 2 years ago,
Wait, hold on.
What?
How about we wait for the Texans to talk about this?
What?
We're talking about Jadeveon Clowney. We're talking about the Atlanta-Tennessee game.
What? Had that even? All right. Let's focus back on.
All right, yeah. Refocus. Ready?
I'll remember my thing about Houston later.
Yeah. All right.
And the Titans. All right. The Titans. They're an interesting team. Wizard Hunt, you know, betrayed my Chargers and left for there.
Is Wizard Hunt a good coach? Is he a good coach?
I don't know. I don't like it when people get hired because of one season, and everyone just assumes, oh, he helped Phillip Rivers get back. No, Phillip Rivers is actually just a really good quarterback. I mean, he helped him, don't get me wrong, but, he's also just a good player in football. A good football player, my mistake. But, I don't know. He might be a good coach. I don't care. This team is young. I don't even think Mariota's playing, or Mariota, whatever you want to... Mariota, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Mariota. Mariota. Roger Goodell's stupidity way of stating things. Is he even playing? Because if he's not playing, then this is all Atlanta.
I think
it's all Atlanta anyway.
I don't think he's playing.
There's no way they won this game. They don't have a player, Tennessee, that's oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a player that scares you.
Yeah.
Or gives you, Bishop Sankey. Come on. And then Delanie Walker, he's all right. You know, you got Kendall Wright, who's all right. but that's it. The only thing with Mariota that's kind of good with him so far is I like how he doesn't turn the ball over too much.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like what Derek Carr did his first year.
Mm-hmm.
He really didn't score at all, it felt like, but he didn't turn it over, so that's good. And look at him now. So I still believe in Mariota, but just the team in general is just headed nowhere.
I always have. Him and Bortles are my QB picks from the previous draft and then this draft.
Yeah, for real.
Never liked Jameis. I'm sure he'll be good, but
I still believe in Jameis. He does turn over the ball a lot.
So how about the Falcons?
The Falcons? I mean,
are they good? Let's see. They beat Philadelphia. Yes,
but people have to stop hyping them up and repeatedly asking the same question that you just asked. Are we sure they're good? Because I feel like that kind of, you know what I mean? Like, there's been a trend lately where they're like, oh, are the Falcons really that good? And then they lose. So they're a good team, but they're not like, they're like, I can't come up with a comparison to them because their defense is really bad. They remind me a lot of Dallas. Like, you know how they really don't have a good defense, but the coaching staff did well?
Sure, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that their scheme, you know, the new coach, just Garrett with the Cowboys, whatever, whoever is the defensive coordinator there, I feel like they're getting the best out of what they have on defense. But that's basically it. And their offense is great. Matty Ice is killing it. Julio Jones is declining lately. I don't know why. He's hurt, I think. But
you want to talk about Devonta Freeman?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Devonta Freeman, why fantasy football is the most fluky thing that you can partake in this entire world. All right? Let's just rewind.
All right, you go first, because I have a take on this, too.
Devonta Freeman, all right? I know this isn't a fantasy football podcast, but think about this. Devonta Freeman has been the best player in fantasy football thus far. That's how ridiculous this is, right? Like, this freaking game that we play. I can't help myself, but it's just like, he's good. He's good, but this is just so out of nowhere that it, like, annoys me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ready? Okay. So, if Tevin Coleman never got injured, this never would have happened.
Yeah, this is like a Brady scenario, where, like, if what's-his-face never got hurt. Who's the... I don't even want to get on that tangent. I hate the Patriots. But, yeah, like, they, Freeman does look good, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
He does look pretty damn good. Yeah. Like, he's a good receiving back for sure.
Yeah.
He just has some runs where you're like, damn, like, what the heck? And that's what's important. They have a much more mixed attack this year. I think that's the reason they're succeeding. Because everyone knows they're throwing it to Julio, which is already kind of difficult to stop. But now that you have a run game, it mixes up everything up so much. Where it's basically, they have like the big three down there in Atlanta. So good for them. And Dan Quinn, Morristown represent.
Oh,
doing
a
great job.
We just give out our hometown.
All right, who's next?
Let's see. Oh, who are you taking?
Wait, who are you taking? Picked, Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
All right, Cleveland Browns at St. Louis Rams.
All right, I'm going to try my best to not talk about Johnny Football. All right, I'm going to try.
You just did, so you lose.
No. I'm saying after I mentioned that. All right, this game should be St. Louis. It should be. But
St. Louis isn't good.
You don't think they're – I think they're all right. I think
their offense hasn't scored 90 points. They're the only offense below 90 points.
They're terrible. They're terrible. Well, Todd Gurley looks great. Let's give him some credit. He looks great.
Yeah, Todd Gurley.
He looks like a beast. Like, he's come back from the injury. He looks like a revolutionary back for that team. He should be great. The problem is that your boy, Nick Foles, can't seem to find the end zone. He can't seem to find anyone to throw the ball to. Tavon Austin is one of the biggest teases, I think, I've ever seen in my life in the football. Because he has these crazy plays, and that doesn't show up for two more weeks.
Yeah.
Their defense is great. They're a team that's going to randomly upset someone during the year. Like a few teams, like they did this year with, I think they beat Seattle the first game. They randomly beat people that they shouldn't beat. But then that's because of their defense, not their offense necessarily. And this is a game where I could actually see them losing. So I stay away from the Rams, but it's not like Cleveland's that good.
Yeah.
And I don't really see anything. Dude, I don't know who to pick in this game. Do we care? Do we even care about this game?
Let's I'm picking Cleveland to make a point that St. Louis is not a good football team. And next person that says they're a good football team is going to get me really angry.
It's a shame because. Oh, the other thing, by the way, is like their coach. Is it Jeff Fisher still? Yeah. Is he even that good of a coach? Like what? Like I feel like everyone picks the Rams every single year to be like, oh, they're coming.
Yo, this
and they're
the
good
year.
Defensively. Don't get me wrong, but they're not going to beat. They're a 7-9 or 9-7 team, in my opinion. Best case scenario, they randomly beat someone that they shouldn't beat every now and then. But then they lose stupid games like they did week two this year against the Redskins. So, whatever. No, I'm going to pick the Rams anyway. I'm going to pick the Rams. They can't lose to Cleveland, dude. Come on. What does Cleveland have? Gary Barnage? Who's been randomly...
Gary Barnage, yo. Travis Benjamin.
Damn, now I want to pick Cleveland. I'm going to pick Cleveland. I changed my mind. I just don't think that the Rams can... No. You know why I'm picking the Rams? Because Cleveland's run defense is atrocious. Gurley's going to have a big game if he's playing. I assume he's playing. So, yeah, I'm picking Rams. They're at home. I don't feel good about it. But, you know, what can you do? When are we going to get to the games that people actually care about?
Not for a while. Minnesota at Detroit.
Oh, I actually care about this game.
I care about Teddy.
You want to hear about Teddy first?
No, I care about Teddy.
You care about Teddy. All right. Yeah. Teddy. All right, so he has not been very good this year. Like, at all. Yeah, sure, I'm looking at the fantasy app right now just to see, like, what his quick stats are. But it's not good. I mean, these are like Colin Kaepernick from last year's stats. He never throws more than one touchdown. And he turns the ball over. And he's just kind of there. But the Vikings as a team, I actually like them. I picked them to make the wild card this year. I think Peterson is just... He's still got the form. At least most of it. And I like their defense. I think their defense is good. But they are in Detroit. This is a division game. This is one of those where I can see Detroit kind of randomly... I like using the word random. Randomly just beating Minnesota, but... They shouldn't? I mean, Mr. Inglorious Stafford, he's looked terrible this year, and looks like he's about to get, like, dropped, honestly. That's how bad it looks.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, dude. What do you think about this game?
Well, all right. Stafford had a nice bounce-back game last week after he was benched.
The Bears!
But, Detroit... Like, can they really be this bad?
No, I don't think they're that bad. Look at their schedule. I think they hated it too much.
Chargers, Broncos, Seahawks,
they
Cardinals.
Beat the Chargers, but we came back on.
I mean, the only bad loss on there is the Vikings. I mean, the Cardinals was pretty bad. But, I mean, they should have beat the Seahawks.
They should have, but that wasn't, like, because they played poorly. It's because they got robbed of it, pretty much. You know what I mean? They should have had that call at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't they play Green Bay yet?
No.
They haven't? Oh, wow. They're saved from it. I just think that they've had a tough schedule. I know this isn't much of like an award. This is kind of like getting the You Tried medal in like summer camp things. But
yeah.
To be fair, I think they're like the best worst team in the league right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They still have guys like Calvin Johnson on the team. Amir Abdullah is promising. Golden Tate can catch the ball, I guess. He's okay. Yeah, I'm pissed at him. He's ruining my fantasy team. But they're not terrible. And I don't think Stafford's terrible. I just don't think Stafford can necessarily get it done. But I also feel bad for them because the more I watch them this year, the more it looks like that last year was the best shot they ever had.
Yeah.
And they got robbed by that game, too.
The Cowboys. The NFL
just loves to screw with Detroit, man. What is with them? Wow, I love how we... All right.
Who are you taking?
Pick. Who am I taking?
Yeah.
I'm taking... No, I'm going to take... This is a pick-up for me. I don't know why. I'm going to take Minnesota.
I'll take Detroit.
I'll take Detroit? I'm fine with that. I'll take Minnesota just because they have Peterson.
Word. Let's see. So we got New Orleans at Indianapolis.
Ooh. Big game for me fantasy-wise. But otherwise, this is just one of those games where I feel like a casual watcher of football is going to be like, oh, Drew Brees versus Andrew Luck. Oh, my God. The problem is the Saints, I don't care if they beat Atlanta last week. It was a Thursday game, and they were at home. New Orleans isn't good, dude. They're just not. Brees, I think Brees is still... he's not losing it. He's not like Peyton Manning level yet, but he's not... They've lost everything. Like, I don't... they just bother me. And Rob Ryan is not very good at defense, as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
despite his dashingly good-looking hair. And that's it. Like, they don't have anything. Everybody got things to say about them. Sorry. I think that the Colts are somewhat back. Oh, wait, hold on. We got to talk about the Colts. We got to talk about last Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And how happy I am about that game. I am so happy. The game that was previewed to be 75-0 Patriots, because the Patriots are so angry for being victims of this horrible tragedy. Oh, poor Patriots. And then they only win by like 7. Because people forgot that the Colts actually care about winning games too. So, you know, I'm just happy that they proved the point there. Shout out Bill Simmons.
Yeah. I mean, 7.5 points is okay. I ran into fans from not even Patriots fans that were like, oh yeah, dude, I would take this game if it was like Patriots minus 24. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Like, yeah, because the Colts are just sitting on their asses like, oh yeah, let's let them beat us by 25 points. We don't care.
Like,
no, they're not. Doesn't make sense.
Like,
I think they made a low-key like statement that people aren't talking about. The Colts are kind of back, I think. I think Luck is back. He had his best game of the year against them. Just overall, like, he had his best game. And I think this is a sign that, hey, you know, the Colts aren't just going to, like, roll over and die, you know. Like, relax, people. I like how they were running the ball at the end, by the way, the Patriots. Because they were like, no, we can't try and run up the scoreboard because the Colts are actually playing well here. So I like that. I like to see that, but... Not to dog the Patriots too much, are still great, but, you know, their fan base has really been annoying the past few months. No offense to all those who listen to this.
I think now is a good time to take a break and just thank our sponsors from SeatGeek, Stamps.com, Topps NFL Huddle, HBO. Zip Recruiter, Howl FM, oh, Igloo Software, oh, that underwear company, let's see, Automatic, I don't know what the hell that is, Simply Safe, I don't know, and thank you for all the money that I'm making out of this podcast because of the sponsors. Unbelievable.
You really hate that Simmons is doing that.
Dude, it's like 1,000 like live reads per podcast. Like,
well, I mean, to be fair to him, hey, I would do the same thing. I would love to.
Yeah,
I'd do the same thing. If someone's gonna pay me to freaking talk, basically record myself talking.
There gets to a saturation point where you.
But I love how he transitions into it.
He's like, hey,
because he like does it and he knows that it's pissing people off and he just does it perfectly. But anyway, enough about Bill Simmons. This isn't the Bill Simmons podcast. I'm taking Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm taking Indy also.
New Orleans is not very good at home as it used to be. It's not as good at home.
I don't think they're good, period.
I don't think they're good, period, and that home field advantage. I don't know why. They have such great fans down there. They should be ashamed. But yeah, I'm taking Indianapolis. And I think the game should be interesting to watch, though. I'm like curious because every time I feel like the Saints are down, they usually are, don't get me wrong. But it's so hard to believe that Sean Payton and Brees are done, you know what I mean? It's so hard for me to believe that. So I can't just like, I'm not picking the Colts and like with super like 100% guarantee that they're gonna win.
Yeah.
Texting on the podcast, huh?
No, just seeing where we were at, how much time.
Alright, but anyway, yeah, man. Next game, what do you got? Wait, who do you have winning this game?
I'm taking Indy.
Indy? All right, we agree.
So, Pittsburgh at Kansas City.
First of all, who's starting at QB for Pittsburgh?
I think it's Landry Jones.
Landry Jones? Who the... Okay. I mean, I don't know if I agree with the call, but, like, I mean, Pittsburgh is... They're doing what Dallas wanted to do, which is survive without, like, their best player, which has been... Well, technically, it's Antonio Brown, but you know what I mean. Like, they're surviving.
Yeah.
They beat my Chargers, and let's just leave it at that. And then they've got Bell. They've got Antonio Brown. Pittsburgh's good. I think that they're the one team in the AFC that I would pick to beat, say, the Patriots. And I stand by the fact that the reason they beat them is because the Pats were so hyped to have Brady back that first week. Like, the Pats have... Never mind. We'll get to them later. I have so many thoughts about the Patriots.
In Kansas City... Oh, yo, how about Charkandrick West?
Charkandrick
West? Putting in work?
How did he do last week?
Like, -2 in standard scoring.
All right, well, the Chiefs... All right, you know how I gave that award to best... worst team in the league to the Lions.
Yeah.
I would have said that about Kansas City, but they lost to the Bears. They went out and lost to the Bears because they really had a tough schedule. They had to play Green Bay on Monday night in Green Bay. They had all these really tough games that they lost. Now they lost Jabal Charles, one of the best running backs in the league. And you just, I don't think you can recover from that. And they lost to Chicago of all teams. I'm taking, Pittsburgh, yeah. I'm taking Pittsburgh. I don't care who's starting quarterback then.
Yeah.
And that it's Kansas City. I really think that... No, wait, no. They have to win it. I'm taking Kansas City. I changed my mind. I'm so bad at this. I can't make up my mind.
I'm thinking Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, all right. I'll take Kansas City to win for once when they should. Maybe, I think.
Like,
no, but they. I can't see how they win. Pittsburgh has so many weapons. All right, I don't care. I'm still taking the Chiefs.
All right, here we go. Houston at Miami.
Hold on. The coach of Miami, man, he's pumped these guys up.
Dan Campbell.
Let's not make fun of them too much. Miami's been a huge disappointment this season. I'm ashamed that I actually thought they were going to be good.
I thought they were going to be good, too.
And that I thought Ndamukong Suh wouldn't act like an asshole. But I was wrong there, too, so.
I think Miami is beginning to turn it around. Last week was a good start. New coach. They had an easy game. But let's see. Who did they play last week again? Oh, Tennessee. That's right. Their defense stepped up.
Yeah, but it was against Tennessee.
Yeah. But, you know, they need some confidence.
They need some confidence. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Welcome to Miami. I guess I'll take the Texans are playing, right?
Yeah.
I'll take Miami here because they're at home. And because I just don't understand how their defense was so good last year. They add somebody and then they got worse, which is why I said Sue was a jerk. He's been terrible this year. He's no J.J. Watt, that's for sure.
I don't think you're giving Sue enough credit.
Dude, I can't stand Sue. I know that you like to defend him. I can't stand the man. He's always doing dirty hits. I don't care if the one early in the year didn't look that bad. It was intentional. It's the Dominican Sue. I'm going to assume that Sue did it intentionally. I just don't like how he has it produced and the fact that he got paid so much. I mean, I think that was a mistake by Miami. But, I mean, I don't know. They can't be this bad. I just don't... It's so hard for me to believe that. And what do the Texans have?
Nothing.
Wait, that's not true. Yeah, they have my boy. Foster the people, everyone.
Yeah.
Arian Foster. He's a beast. I love him. One of my favorite players
in
the league.
That's true.
And they have DeAndre Hopkins. Low-key, the best wide receiver statistically this year. Or at least one of the best. I don't know if that's right, if I have that right.
He had that monster, week 2.
Yeah, But he's been good. Like, he catches a lot. The problem with them is quarterback, I think. That's one thing. They have Brian Hoyer starting. I'm going to really quickly. I don't like how the Texans that 2 years ago when they took Clowney that draft.
Yeah.
I don't like how they waited so long at quarterback. I think that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. They took what?
I think that there were a lot of quarterbacks to take in that draft, and they waited way too long to take
one. They didn't take what's like the fourth round. What was his name?
Savage.
Oh, that's right. Savage.
Tom Savage. I think they could have got someone like Garoppolo, maybe. I don't know. Derek Carr. I just think they waited too long. And you need a quarterback to win in this league.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with them taking Clowney first overall. I'm saying in general they waited too long to take a quarterback. And now I feel like it's biting them in the ass because it's not like you can find one on the open market.
Unless they finish with the worst record and then want to take one next year.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're hearing a lot about the great quarterbacks in college right now.
I think Miami's going to turn around. Listen, you can easily... The wild card race right now in both conferences, like there's like seven teams tied for both wild cards. So I think it'll be easy enough for them to come back. And
yeah, I think that's true. I think it's getting overblown how their season's over. I don't think they can win that division.
No.
But I think a wild card is...
Could we have three wild card or three playoff teams from the AFC East? New England,
yeah, one of the
New York, and Miami?
The most probably from last year. Miami looked good last year. I know that they've gotten worse, but they should be improved. The Jets are great. They have a coach and they have a GM that isn't stupid. They have there's the Patriots, who are great. And then they have the Bills, who have Rex Ryan, and they added Shady McCoy. And, I mean, that's a good division, man. Like, you could argue that might be one of the best in the entire league right now.
Yeah.
In my opinion, anyway. I just think that they have some good teams in there.
They definitely have improved, but...
I'm gonna say Miami doesn't make the playoffs now, but I don't want to rule out the possibility, because you never really know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see three playoff teams from that division.
You never know. Maybe they'll pull an NFC... What was it? What was the division of baseball? Shoot.
NL Central.
NL Central, there we go. Okay. With the Cubs, Pirates, and Cardinals. Anyway... I'm taking Miami.
As am I.
All right.
Our next game is the game of the week.
Ooh.
New York.
Ooh.
At New England.
I have so many thoughts about the Patriots. I have so many thoughts. We could make a podcast just about...
Yeah. All right. Listen to this. Would you say that the Jets are better than the Colts?
That's tough.
Or at least around
I don't know.
Like around the same.
They're around the same. Yeah, they're around the same.
Yeah. So how come New England was favored by 7.5 points last week against Indianapolis, but this week they're favored by 9.5 against the Jets?
That's because, well, first of all, last week we all know that everyone just thought that the Colts had no souls and that they weren't going to try in that game and just get blown out by New England.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How come that spreads lower?
I don't understand how there's a bigger one this week against New York. Maybe my assumption is that it's because they're at home, which is why I'm going to pick the Pats in this one. But I don't know, man. Like, the Jets, that defense is really good. And when you have Revis... You have Cromartie, all these guys. I don't even know if D. Milliner is good anymore. I don't care. They have some playmakers. Leonard Williams has been pretty well, performing pretty well lately. Their quarterback is, you know, bearable. He's okay. Fitzpatrick's okay. And they have Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker. And Chris Ivory. There's a lot to like about the Jets.
Yeah, I like Chris Ivory.
I mean...
Don't like the Jets, like Chris Ivory.
I don't like the Jets, but I like their team. Like, they have a good team. You have to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
They really have transformed. Like,
Incredible what spending money in free agency will do for a team.
Exactly. That's why I insulted. They actually have a smart GM now. here's what I'm going to do, all right? I'm going to, in one season, I'm going to spend the $100 million or whatever cap space we have. I'm going to sign the best corner in the league. Then I'm going to get another corner who's still pretty good, despite his age, by the way. Isn't he like 34? And then I'm going to freaking trade a seventh round pick for elite level wide receiver. And I still think he's great. And Brandon Marshall. And yeah, that's basically what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to bring in Fitzpatrick. Unfortunately, Geno Smith died from IK, but that might have been. Oh, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean. Soon. I don't want to be mean, but that might have been a good thing for the Jets in terms of their winning, because I think Fitzpatrick is just better right now.
Does Geno start when he comes back?
No. I think they said he's not starting.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Crazy.
I mean, 4-1, I wouldn't
because Fitzpatrick has been fine. He hasn't shown any reason for them to be like, yo, we need that Geno Smith to play.
Yeah. I'm taking New England to win, but New York to cover.
Yeah. For all you gamblers out there.
All right. Our next game is Tampa Bay at Washington.
Tampa Bay at Washington. My God, the games are terrible this week.
Yeah.
They, oh, my God.
Looks like they try to stack it towards the end of the week.
Holy cow. Tampa Bay at Washington?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Tampa Bay here. I think Jameis has his best game of the year. Bold prediction.
I don't want to pick either of these teams.
I don't either. But let's give some credit to Washington. They're not awful.
Yeah.
They're not awful. Their defense is solid. And their running game is solid. Not much else out of that. They're still not very good. But they've also managed to reduce the amount of RG3 talk, by the way. I am relieved. Because there is a story about this guy every freaking day. Like, God damn it, shut up. All right, sorry. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I just think that I have no reason to base this on, but I think Jameis is going to have one of his best games of the year.
I'm thinking Washington, just because I think Tampa Bay is really bad.
Whoa.
No other.
Hot take. Tampa Bay isn't good.
No other reason past that. Okay, on to the 4 o'clock games. Oh, only 2 4 o'clock games this week.
Yeah, buddy.
It's interesting. So you want on each channel, right?
Yeah.
So we got the Oakland Raiders at the San Diego Chargers.
Chargers, dude. No question. Although, let's talk about Oakland.
They have a lot of nice pieces. A lot.
That you like to...
Yes, the...
call it.
The young nucleus of Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, Amari Cooper.
ACDC, as people like to call it, which is a great nickname if it turns out that they both work out really well, which I think they are. And then Latavius
Murray. And it's good they have some old washed-up veteran presence. Like, what's his name? Charles Woodson.
Yeah, Charles Woodson. 39 years old, still doing it big. Good for him. You know what? I'm actually nervous about this game, now that we just talked about this. I'm actually really nervous.
Are you guys, like, any healthier than you were, like, 2 weeks ago?
I still think half of our team is in the infirmary right now. Keenan Allen, I don't know if he's playing.
Oh, yeah, he better play, by the way.
What?
He better play, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Got a lot invested in him.
Yeah, trust me. Phillip Rivers, only quarterback in history to throw for 500 yards
and no
two touchdowns with no picks and lose the game. Shout out to San Diego. Thank you for supporting our boy. I think the Chargers – I'll pick the Chargers here. I'm not biased at all. But I just think that Oakland's defense isn't very good. We should do well in San Diego, but our fan base kind of sucks. I hope they move to L.A. They stink, and they need a change. We need some real fans out here. How are you going to let Pittsburgh from Pennsylvania, right? That's where Pittsburgh is. Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. I don't know why I just had a brain fart there. They're going to let them come to San Diego to the point where Philip can't even hear the plays.
At home.
Are you
kidding me? Had to go silent count at home.
Oh, God. It's rough being a Chargers fan, man. It is.
Are they moving to LA?
Yeah, I hope they do. Because for some, I'm unreasonably excited about that. I don't know why. I just feel like for some reason the move to LA will make them better. I don't know why.
You want to move to LA after college and then buy season tickets for them?
Oh, I would love to. That'd be great. I should just go there and just...
Maybe Bill Simmons can hook us up.
Yeah, maybe Bill Simmons can hook us up. But, yeah. Oh, my God. You know you've made it when Bill Simmons buys you season tickets for the San Diego Chargers. Or the LA Chargers, in this case. I'll take the Chargers here. Oakland, another team that you can see it, though. I think you can see it.
Mm.
I don't think their record is very good.
It's 2-3.
2-3. Wow. Hey, I mean, this is definitely one of those games where I have no problem with people saying that the Oakland will upset us, because I don't trust anything the Chargers do anymore.
Yeah.
And everyone on their team is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Melvin Gordon can't hang on to the ball.
Yeah, how about Danny Woodhead?
Danny Woodhead, I really think he's an underrated player.
Danny Woodhead.
I think he's one of the most underrated, like, back for what he does in the league. He's just a quick little guy.
Passing back.
Yeah, he's good whenever he plays. And they like him more than Melvin, to be honest. They use him more. But then Melvin got hurt right when they needed him at the goal line. All right, let's stop. Right. I'm going to get myself depressed. I'm taking San Diego.
Yeah.
Bolt up. Go, Chargers, go.
All right. Our 425 game, the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Can we just – let's take a second and talk about possibly the ugliest game that we've ever seen that happened on Monday night.
You know, I didn't even watch it because the only reason I watched the first half was for Star Wars. That's the only reason, which looks awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can have our own podcast on that.
We're going to – all right, Jam Sports, we have to have randomly like a Star Wars podcast.
No, we can throw that on Pop Candy.
Oh, shoot, yeah. All right, everyone listening – we'll put in the link to the video to my blog, Pop Candy. You can check that out later.
Yeah,
we'll
do our
plug. My own personal plug in there.
All our plugs and everything at the end.
It was an ugly game. Bradford threw 3 picks, right?
Yeah, and I mean,
I didn't even know he threw 3 picks.
It should have been 4 because he underthrew that touchdown pass to Cooper, and it was just. It was so ugly. Like, Cooper had to stop and, like, catch it against his gut. And, like, there were 3 defenders right there. It was, like...
The racist Cooper?
Yeah.
I like what you tweeted where you're like, is there a reason Riley Cooper's still on the team? And then he said retracted. I can't believe you tweeted that and he scored immediately.
And he did something else stupid. Oh, the kickoff. The freaking kickoff. Okay, I don't know if you saw this, but it was a short kickoff, right? And...
Was it Colt's level of stupidity or
no?
No,
okay. I don't think anyone can. I don't think anyone's going to reach that for the next 10 years.
That was incredible.
Did you? Okay. Damn it! Tangent. Actually, let me write this down. We can talk about
that. It's so hard for us to stay focused on this. It's crazy. Yeah, just write the things down whenever we go off on a tangent.
We didn't even talk about Clowney.
We never talked about Clowney. Yeah, wait. Yeah, we did. All right. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You need your time to rant about the Eagles, since I ranted about the Chargers.
Okay. Okay, so I think it was the beginning of the second half. I forget when it was. So, it was a kickoff, I guess, our punt returner. Let's see, I don't even know who it is. Defense interceptions. Oh, Josh Huff, that's right. So Josh Huff is back there, and Riley Cooper is on special teams, I guess there, in case for a squib kick or whatever. So it was a short kick, probably landed maybe, or it was coming down like the 1 or 2 yard line. Josh Huff is like underneath the ball, and Riley Cooper comes out of nowhere and takes it from the goal line, goes like 10 yards, and just gets completely smashed at the 12 yard line. And Josh Huff, like, you're out there to block. You're not out there to, like, field a kick. Like, let Josh Huff take the kick, and you go out there and block. If it's a short kick, like, damn it. Just fucking Riley Cooper, man. I can't take it.
The ugly game. The Giants looked a mess. Even though I still believe in the Giants, they're not terrible. they're good. I think the Giants are good. My dad was, I think I sent that text of him.
Yeah.
It being like, he sucks. Because my dad, just for all the listeners out there, for some reason, my dad is the only Giants fan who doesn't love Eli Manning. He just never has thought he was that good. He doesn't care that he won them 2 Super Bowls. It's pretty funny. It's into the lore of this little podcast family we have here. But, Dallas, even though we just talked about Philly, what is it, Dallas at New York?
New York at Dallas, I'm pretty
New
sure.
New York at Dallas?
No, Dallas at New York. You had it right.
Dallas at New York?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Giants here. I think they bounce back. And Dallas, I don't care if Des Bryant plays. Nobody's throwing on the ball. The weed man is not good. He's just not good. Yes, incredible analysis on my part. Brandon Whedon isn't good. I think that they need their people back. It's amazing the... how unfortunate they've been this year. I can't believe I got that right. And you still have that text message, right? It's the karma,
oh,
man,
yeah,
of signing Hardy.
Pretty sick.
I just had a feeling. I was like, uh-oh, I don't like this team. Then after 2 weeks, half their team is hurt. But, yeah, I don't think Dallas is – the good news about Dallas is their division. You can be 8-8 and win that division.
Just like the good old days.
Just like the good old days. So it's not like them losing all these games is going to destroy them. Because once they get back to full health, I think that they're going to be, I think they're going to be fine and very dangerous if they make the playoffs. Very dangerous. So I'm just, even though I just kind of, you know, whatever the word is, approved of the Cowboys a bit. They're not going to win this game. I just don't see it. The Giants have to make a comeback here.
Oh, I hate the NFC East. I don't even know. Like, Giants.
They just have every big market, that's why. It's always overhyped.
All right. Now, all right, who are you taking? I'm taking the Giants.
Me too.
Sunday night game. Philadelphia at Carolina.
Oh, wait, no, this isn't that bad. This is actually a decent game.
Yeah.
As
long as the Eagles can turn
it
around.
Cam Newton, a sneaky MVP candidate. I don't care what anybody says. He's been really good. The reason they're winning is because of him. What I love about Cam Newton and the Panthers is every year they seem to test this guy. They're like, how much more can we subtract from the offense before he completely collapses? Like, I love how they do that every year. And he still kind of produces. Last year he fell off a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's because they got rid of Steve Smith. Brandon LaFell, everything. And then he found Kelvin Benjamin. This year, who gets hurt preseason? Kelvin Benjamin. Who's he throwing the ball to now? Ted Ginn Jr.? Like,
Devin Funchess?
He deserves a lot of credit. He's been super cam this year. Good for him.
Mm.
One of my favorite quarterbacks.
Especially in the fourth quarter.
Especially in the fourth
quarter. He hasn't really been that good in the first three quarters, but the fourth quarter he's been very good.
This is just a solid team, and Cam takes them as far, like, they go as far as Cam takes them.
Pretty much.
I'm a big fan of Cam Newton.
There's a Panthers fan on my floor. We were watching the Seahawks game last week.
Yeah, that was a big win. That
was
a big win.
He was, like, losing his mind. It was.
Well, I'm sorry. He does have more than Ted Ginn Jr. Greg Olsen.
And David Funchess. Not that.
Funchess, yeah.
Devin Funchess.
Greg Olsen, another super underrated offensive player. This guy's good every year, and nobody talks about him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good player. I don't know how he still produces when all you have to do is put three guys on him and you take away Cam's best receiver. Like, that's weird. But anyway. I'm going to take... Sorry. I think I have to take the Panthers here.
I would take the Panthers too.
But I don't think that... it's just so hard for me to just be like, yeah, Philly sucks. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to believe that they have... They have Chip, right? You know, they have Chip, the diva of sports coaches. Not that he acts like one, but he's treated like one in the media, where everyone talks about this guy every day.
All right, this reminded me. Let me just really quickly. It's been probably close to a year that I haven't watched First Take, and let me just say that my life is so much better. I feel like it's so freeing.
Dude, I feel like we're transforming into Bill Simmons. We did random sponsors in the middle of our podcast. We have super biased opinions, and we're making fun of other ESPN shows. Like, I think we're transforming, dude.
Yeah, once we get 4 million downloads in, like,
yeah,
five episodes, we can...
Yes, please, share this with your friends. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, dude. First take is, I don't want to insult them too much, because Stephen A. Smith is still super entertaining. I know that there a lot of their opinions are just kind of, it's not a very creative show. They basically just yell at each other a lot. But it's entertaining every now and then. And I think that's the whole point of what they're doing. I mean, that's what they do. And Skip Bayless is just, I respect him. I know you hate Skip Bayless, but I respect his opinions. And also, he just likes to go against the common opinion. You know, that's what I just think that he does. And it gets more people to hate him, therefore getting more viewing. But, yeah. I don't know why we just talked about first take. Continue.
Yeah, no, I'm taking Carolina.
All right. There you go.
All we heard about in the preseason was Sam Bradford's, like, precision passing. And dude has, like, what's his completion percentage? I know, like, it's not that be all end all, but like some of these passes, like he has people wide open.
He's been looking pretty bad,
and just like,
well, I think that one of the worst, I know a lot of people freaked out about the LeSean McCoy move, the Bradford move. I think the decision that I didn't like necessarily, which since you know more about the Eagles you can elaborate, the fact they lost Macklin, I didn't like that.
Well, okay.
I thought that was the biggest thing.
I can live with the Macklin loss because it's not like we like released him or traded him for nothing.
Yeah.
We were just outbid. Kansas City offered more money. So, I mean, nothing we can do about that, but it just sucks that we don't have him.
Yeah, I thought that was the biggest difference, though, heading into the year because DeMarco Murray is good. Although, you're lying. I feel like every time I watch him play, he's just getting killed. Like, he cannot move. Like, he's so used to having, like, you know, these Olympus level, I don't know why I said Olympus, these like amazing linemen that I guess it's like a shock to them that it's not as good in Philly.
Yeah, dude, the first year we had Chip, our O-line was incredible.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know what happened.
I mean, I don't understand why the Eagles are bad. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think they're better than this. I really, really do. I'm going to live with that till the end of the season. I think Philly's better than this. I really do.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Team, I think your team has upside.
We'll find out soon enough.
That being said, I still take Carolina.
Yeah. All right. Our Monday night game.
Oh,
Baltimore,
man,
at Arizona.
Oh, God damn. This week is a mess.
I feel like we say that, but it's going to turn out to be like one of the best weeks.
Oh, that is true. That is true. It's going to be like Thursday Night Football, but except the whole week. Like where it looks like a terrible matchup, but it's amazing. I'm taking Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. I think Arizona is actually really good.
Yeah, Arizona is really good. Although they have some questionable losses. But,
yeah.
Dude, Baltimore sucks. And they're just terrible. He has nobody to throw the ball to except for 37-year-old Steve Smith or wherever, however old he is. And although Justin Forsett's good. A lot of people don't talk about him. One of the most underrated backs in the league. I just don't see them win this game. They're in Arizona. You're not beating them on Monday.
And Larry Fitz, I'm telling you, he still has something in the tank.
They say that they moved him to a slot, and he's performing so much better. So good for him. I'm not saying that he hasn't had an ego or anything because he didn't want to change positions.
Right.
I've loved Fitz for a long time. I think he's one of the great faces of the NFL, just as from being a face for, you know, kids and stuff, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Great individual, so nothing but, you know, happy for him. And they look good. Like, they just seem complete. You know what I mean? Like, they're complete. They have the quarterback. They have the weapons. They have receivers. They've got John Brown. Michael Floyd, I guess he's okay. And then Fitz. They found a way to use Fitz more effectively. And then they've got Chris Johnson?
Yeah, right?
Chris Johnson finally decided to play well ever since he got paid. And even when they don't have him, they have I still believe in Andre Ellington. I think he's good, even though he's hurt. But They remind me of, like, Cincinnati, you know?
Yeah.
They remind me a lot of Cincinnati. They have one really good receiver, although A.J. Green's better than Fitz.
Yeah.
Then they have some other good options, Tyler Eifert, Marvin Jones, you know, Cardinals being John Brown, Michael Floyd. Then they have two running backs who are pretty performing really well, Gio Bernard, Jeremy Hill, Andre Ellington, and Chris Johnson. And the quarterback, the Red Rocket, and Andy Dalton, and Carson Palmer for Arizona. And both of the teams have really good defenses. These teams are literally the exact same. What the hell? I didn't even realize this before.
Yeah, maybe I like Carolina. Arizona can finish in the playoffs.
Yeah. Dude, they had the most unfortunate. When Carson Palmer went down, they just couldn't win. And I felt bad because I thought they could have went pretty deep. Because I remember when Seattle was great, like 2 years ago, they were the one team that beat them. A lot of people forget that. They beat them at Seattle. They were the first team to like really like beat them out of nowhere. That team's special. And I love their coach. Who doesn't? I love Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Cardinals pick. Although, I don't want to. It's hard for me to just assume something, but because they are the Ravens. The Ravens always find, you know, Harbaugh's a good coach. But yeah.
Well, one of them is.
One of them is?
Yeah, one of the Harbaughs is a good coach.
Really? You're really going to say that right now? Insulted John. Oh, man. Mike Cav. Okay. Stop. Both good coaches.
Yeah, it's they're good.
It's like the J.R. Smith of coaches, where people get tired of him after like 3 years.
That's why I think he's so. That's why I think college really fits him well, because he's like the hoorah coach.
Yeah, he's gonna get people to play. You know what I mean?
And that works in college. It worked in the NFL for a couple years, but it dies out after a while.
Yeah. That's why I refer to him as like the J.R. Like teams get tired of him. That's the same thing with J.R. Smith. Anyway, Cardinals.
Those are all the games.
Unless something bad happens. Those are all the games. Wow. Only took us an hour and a half to cover it. Yeah, or an hour and 2 minutes.
All right. Real quickly, let's go back and talk about Clowney.
Yeah, what if we miss Clowney?
I don't know if you saw the article about the Colts punter tried to explain what they were trying to do on the trick play.
Oh, really? What were they trying to do here?
I still have no idea.
Let's go into the mind.
All right. I don't have the article up, so I'm just going to kind of see what I can remember. So the original center on that play was supposed to be the safety, and he got hurt during the second quarter. So they decided to throw a wide receiver in there, and they were supposed to look at something and, like, I don't know. They were trying to look for something, and if they didn't see it, they were just going to try and draw them off sides. But when whoever was under center said hike, the center, who was a wide receiver, they put in an audible so that if the original play didn't work, they would go to the audible, which would be try to draw them off sides. But the wide receiver wasn't with them when they put in the audible, so he had no idea about the audible. And it's not in the playbook, so he couldn't know. So when whoever was on the center said hike, he didn't know.
All right. Here's the thing. Not only am I having trouble following this, but I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to this will have trouble. That pretty much is all you have to know about that play. It was just a big confusion. Like, look at it. You're saying audibles and wide receiver. Why don't you just punt the ball? Please, or just fake it outright. Don't set up it this super trick play.
Oh, that's what they wanted to. Okay, this is what they wanted to do. Okay, now I remember. They set up the trick play, and they wanted to snap it when the Patriots were swapping defensive members to try to catch them with 12 men on the field. That's what they wanted to do. And when that didn't work, they were just kind of hard snap it and try to catch them off sides. Yeah, anyways, that probably will never happen again.
I mean, that, like, hurts your brain cells to watch that play. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that was just stupid.
All right, but yeah.
Let me just see. All right, we're about like exactly an hour. Want to do some shameless plugs?
Absolutely.
You want to go first?
Sure. As I mentioned before, I have my own blog thing now. I have my own new podcast too called The Pop Candy Podcast, which you can check out soon. I don't even know if it's up on iTunes yet, to be honest, but it will be soon. I'll be talking about a bunch of cool things there. That's basically everything else in entertainment besides sports, movies, games, TV, music, whatever. Might have this guy on it at some point.
Talk about the Star Wars.
The podcast. There we go. At some point for Star Wars. That'd be great. And I also do a bunch of articles. We're just going to put in a bunch of links.
Yeah. I'll tweet everything out.
There's a Twitter for it.
I'll tweet everything out.
There's a blog. There's a podcast.
Hold on, what's the Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle?
Yeah.
Javipeno. That's JAVIIPENO.
And what about...
You can follow me on there for a bunch of great stuff.
What about your Pop Candy?
Pop Candy is POPCANDIEE. Two E's.
Oh, two E's.
Because
okay. The
one with one E was already taken. So, unfortunately...
Can I throw an underscore in there or something?
Underscore isn't cool anymore.
Damn.
I feel like that's not cool anymore. But, yeah, you can follow those too. And, yeah, it's pretty much it for me.
All right, my turn. Let me just make sure I have the Twitter handles correctly. Yep. All right. So I have a whole litany of things to go through. I am writing for ProFSL.com.
You're official now.
Yes.
How does it feel? You could be like, yo, I write. I know I'd only get paid like $1 an article, but it still counts.
And it'll come out to like $4 an article.
Yeah, but like still, it's official. Like you could actually put that down like, yo,
exactly.
I wrote, bro. I definitely don't have that.
So I do weekly previews. I should have one going up later today before the Thursday night game at profsl.com. I'll tweet this out from all my accounts, which you can follow at my sports account at Mike0541, or sorry, Mike0541. That's just my sports thoughts. I'll tweet everything that's on my mind. And then our Jam Sports account is underscore JAMSPORTS. So go follow those. And also, one more thing. So as many of you know, or no one knows, I am a current freshman at Syracuse University, and the sport management program is hosting their 11th annual charity auction benefiting the Salvation Army. Benefiting the Salvation Army of the Syracuse area. And we need to get a bunch of donations. I'm going to tweet out a bunch of links and information about it from probably both accounts. I'll retweet it from one and then retweet it from the other. But it's on December 2nd. And if anybody has any items or wants to donate to help the cause, I will tweet out a bunch of links where you can find more information and contact me. If you need anything else. So that's our shameless plugs for today. We'll be back with more.
For sure. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I wrap this bad
boy
up.
Want to do another hour of Eastern Conference preview?
Yeah, why not? I have off today.
Now, do you have off every Thursday or just today?
No, every Thursday I have off.
That's
sick. Shout out to college, yeah.
Yeah, next semester.
A lot of people listening, man, if you're struggling and you're in high school or, hey, even middle school right now, college is, it's hard, but, hey, it's cool, man. They'll survive, you know, push through. I know it's great. And I go to Montclair State, by the way, for all you people. I'm a freshman at Montclair State right now. Currently undeclared, because you have to start out that way if you want to get into the School of Journalism. So there you go. But, yeah, that's enough about me. Enough about our plugs.
I watched The Matrix for the first time last night.
Did you really?
Yes.
For the first time?
The first time.
Did it, like, blow your mind?
It was pretty cool, I must say.
That's a great movie. That's one of those movies you're kind of required to see.
Yeah. Are 2 and 3 as good as 1?
No. 2 and 3 are considered just a disgrace to mankind. They're
really?
Not worth... They're worth
really?
Watching, but it's like, they're just not good. It loses some of its, like, uniqueness. You're just like,
the thing
this
is
kind of dumb.
I was watching. We can probably elaborate this more on if you want to do a podcast for Candy. I just feel like the story didn't go anywhere.
The story didn't go anywhere?
In the first one, like, nothing really happened.
Well, a lot of things happened.
Well, like, there's nothing like, ended.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point, because there's sequels.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
He's the one. You find out that Neo's the one.
Yeah, but, like,
that's
so
huge,
what?
That's huge, man. What do you mean that's...
Like, who are they so fighting? Like, who are they trying to fight?
He takes down an agent. You can't do that. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
I don't know. I feel like there was no end game set up. Maybe that'll happen in 2 and 3. Like, all right, there's an end game set up, but it doesn't, like, reach that. There's nothing. I don't know. I'm no movie aficionado. But I'll be watching 2 and 3 soon.
Yeah, you should be.
Well.
Wait, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We have a random Matrix little segment. All right, yeah, let's wrap it up.
So,
go put it. The links will be here.
Links will be everywhere. I'm gonna
links will be there.
Flood you with
the
links.
Twitters, the blogs, the podcasts,
just everything.
Everything, yo.
Stay tuned for an Eastern Conference preview.
Indeed, that should be fun.
Peace out.
Peace.